What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Coffee Break. This time, we are joined by Mo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Cheers,
how you doing? Cheers, dudes.
Welcome.
Thank you. I think I do need my coffee today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mo, you probably don't need an introduction, but I'm going to get you to do one anyway.
Cool, let's go. Which camera am I staring at?
Just look at me.
Okay. I'm going wrong already. Oh no. No, but all jokes aside, so I'm Mohammed Azuddin, head of tokenomics at Animoca Brands. I've been in crypto for 8 years. Prior to that, mathematician. I was a high school teacher in the UK, which always catches people by surprise. But really, that sort of stems what we do when we think about tokenomics in terms of the different layers that a token economy needs. And what we've seen in maybe 2017, 2018 is this pie chart. And then in 2021, we had some incentive mechanisms with the DeFi summer. And then we've seen the evolution of tokenomics since then. And for us, it's how can we maintain the cutting edge.
So Mo, how did you end up at Animoca Brands?
This is a funny story. I actually have LinkedIn to thank for this. So as I said, I've been in crypto since 2017. Started doing some consulting work alongside my full-time job, being an educator in the UK, and just had that on LinkedIn. And I remember early 21, I had a message from one of the recruiters at Animoca, and the message read something along the lines of, you're a mathematician, you're an educator, you do token economics. We've never seen this combination before. Let's have a chat. And a chat turned into two, turned into three, and ended up with a final interview with Yat. That ended up being like a two-hour conversation. And at the end of it, I thought, okay, I don't think I'm getting this job. And then I was offered the job. And I thought, this is amazing. I think this was February, March time. And I said, listen, I'll gladly take the role, but I have to start in July. And they were like, why? And I'm like, well, I'm a teacher and I can't leave. And I wasn't a teacher, I was head of department as well. So overseeing the mathematics faculty at the establishment where I was working. So I couldn't leave midway through the year. And I was terrified they'd be like, sorry, that's too long to wait. And I think actually the respect went up that I didn't sort of sacrifice what I was doing in terms of educating, making sure the students were passing. That's sort of my intro into Animoca Brands. I remember my first week very vividly. First day, few conversations with Yat. We prepared to go over a project with the founder of that project the next day. And then the third day after that, I was completely alone. And I just had an inflow of these random people I'd never spoken to. It's like, being like, hey, Mo, you're the new tokenomics guy. Yep, here's this project. Intro to this founder, intro to that founder. There were no processes in place. There was nothing in place. That was 4 years ago. Well, nearly 4 years ago. So fast forward to today, very different structure, which I'm sure we'll jump into very soon.
Incredible. What a journey. Let's dive straight into it. What does tokenomics entail and what do you guys do as a team?
So tokenomics, I like to think of it as an onion, and people like, outside of it making you cry, it's the layers that an onion has. And at the core of it is your supply and demand, but then it's also your persona profiling, understanding the different personas within the ecosystem, understanding how these personas interact. For every interaction, it's a possible transaction that underpins that. You have a reputation layer that I think we're starting to see more of in the space. You have governance. What we've seen is a lot of airdrops being done wrong, so understanding what that initial distribution looks like, and then how do you put all of this together in a framework that needs to evolve over time, needs to be dynamic, but you need something to get you from zero to one, one being TGE, and that's where we focus a lot of our work on. And then we also focus on one plus, which we think of, well, a token launch is a TGE, and my wife hates it when I use this analogy, but for us, TGE is like childbirth. A lot of founders think TGE is the end point and I can relax once my token is live. It's quite the opposite. Once your token is live, or once any digital asset is live, you have a responsibility to your community, to your investors, to your stakeholders. And it's how can you maintain the longevity of that? And that's where the dynamic aspect comes in.
So you guys have famously done, the tokenomics, and maybe not everyone knows this, but you guys have famously done the tokenomics for a lot of big teams, for a lot of big projects. Could you break down the process of how you would work with a project or a team to launch a token?
Absolutely. So a lot of the work we do, I guess you can split it into either work with internally incubated projects, or we work with externals. Now, when we say externals, that this could be a portfolio company or it could be someone who it doesn't exist within the Animoca ecosystem. And the way we function really is we come in as your co-builders, if that makes sense. And within a department, we have three main verticals. So one of the first verticals is our tokenomics and strategy. And that's really focusing around what the go-to-market looks like, what's happening on the market. We have a number of degens within that team, because again, you need to have your ear close to understand what the meta is, what people are looking out for. Then that leads nicely into the second vertical, which is our data science vertical. And really that's looking at a lot of the on-chain metrics, a lot of the data research, our research and data that we need to understand what's happened in previous ecosystems, how this informs what could be happening, what mistakes others have made, what innovations others have made. Sometimes you have to reinvent the wheel. And other times you can look at an innovation and build up and iterate from there. And then the third aspect is really our gamification vertical, where we have game designers, game economists, and so on within that vertical. And they really look at the incentive mechanisms, the persona profiling. And you can start to see all these different layers beginning to work together. So as we're building up an ecosystem, again, understanding who are the personas, how they're interacting, is there a governance structure, what the go-to-market strategy looks like, is there an airdrop, if there is, how are we distributing that, is it 100% unlocked, is there a lockup, or is it something similar to what we did with Mochaverse, where it was like claim now versus claim extra, the impacts of that, and then the longevity the token has, and at what point do we need to iterate. And that sort of leads on to the second offering that we do, which is focused at really ecosystem improvement. And that's focused on pre-existing tokens. So that's something we're doing mainly with the in-house projects like Mochaverse, like Open Campus, the EDU token, because there's a live ecosystem. There is liquidity there as well. There is user base and there is data. Like prior to launching a token, you don't have much on-chain data specific to your project unless you have an NFT collection. But once you have the token there, it's a lot easier with challenges because you can't really access the data on centralized exchanges, but understanding the user behaviors from that aspect and what can we do to help grow an ecosystem. And it's something that I'm doing now in my role as special counsel on ApeCoin DAO as well, in terms of how can we improve that ecosystem.
Yeah, right. So for an external project that wants to get in touch and needs help on the tokenomics side of things, what's the best way to reach out and how would one typically work with you guys?
Absolutely. So best way to reach out, either hit me up on Twitter, so mo_ezz14, just drop me a DM or just drop me a message on there, or Telegram is the same handle as well. Apologies in advance for the slow responses. Or email tokenomics@mochabrands.com. Our typical engagement model is we'll spend some time with the team to understand the needs and then to scope out the work. And then based on the resources needed for the scoping out, we'll charge. But the way we charge is just in tokens, which is super interesting because for us, incentive alignment is super important. And what better way to align incentives than saying, well, we need this token to be just as much of a success as you do, especially considering we will have our tokens locked up for the same as what other advisors are getting. And we're not looking for those tokens unlocked at TGE per se. So tokens is the way forward. We don't like to charge fiat, which I know we get criticism for sometimes. Maybe not criticism, but for us, if a project has raised a few $100,000, it doesn't make sense for us to go and take a chunk of that when we know they need that, if it's for operational expenses, if it's for marketing, if it's for growth. So again, incentive alignment is super important.
So make sure you guys hit Mo up, Twitter or Telegram. And I guess just lastly, what are some of the narratives that you're most excited about this year?
I think the application of AI. So we've sort of seen the rise of AI with chatbots and maybe a wallet in a few cases. But I think the applications of AI in gaming, in sports, the agentic nature is a lot of like having a swarm of AIs and each AI is a specialist in something and having them interacting with other AI agents. So I think that's a super big one. Decentralized science is another one, DeSci. I think DeSci is going to be big. We haven't had that like eureka or light bulb moment where it's just like, okay, now it makes sense where we can leverage DeSci, as we've seen previously of like DeFi Summer or Play to Earn, Move to Earn, and so on and so forth. And I think sports is going to make a big comeback, sports in Web3. We've seen it done wrong in the last cycle with all of the fan tokens. And again, like it's good. There's good learning there,
sure.
But also understanding that in the conventional sense, fans don't care about monetization per se, they care about experiences. So how can you lead with an experience first approach that can lead into monetizable opportunities from that perspective? So sports is another one. Being a big sports fan, when I say football, I don't mean the American nonsense.
The round one.
The round one, yeah. Like American football, it's not football if you use your hands, okay? It's probably handball, but we'll keep that discussion for another time. Sports is another big one. And I know we've been building a lot, and others in the space have been building a lot around sports as well. So it's, again, just a matter of time before the dominoes start to fall.
Fantastic. Well, Mo, thank you. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. And thanks for coming on the coffee break.
Absolutely. Likewise. Cheers. Bottoms up.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Coffee Break. Tune in next time where we chat to more people and builders and innovators in Web3.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe, like, and comment button. You can cut that bit out.
That was great. That's perfect. Thanks, Mo.